Coming up at 9 o'clock, our exclusive interview with Mike Rizzo. He's been nice enough to join us. Of course, he's been a regular on the show for years, joining us Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. But since he's been fired, we didn't know whether he would join us this week. But he's going to join us coming up in about 35 minutes. So you don't want to miss Mike Rizzo, former president of baseball operations and GM of the Washington Nationals. All right, let's get in the entertainment page.
All right, guys, I'll tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles on their website at BMWFairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention your boy. Promise you'll be satisfied and they'll take care of you. We did mention this the other day. The box office Jurassic World Rebirth was number one, but I guess it actually surpassed the initial estimates. They thought it did maybe $80 million for 3 days, $135 million for 5 days. No, they're saying it actually grossed $147 million domestically over the 5 days. And I believe it, when you look at the international gross, I mean, you're talking about several $100 million. So the fourth installment of the Jurassic World series, killing it.
Anybody I think I heard Valdez say it?
Did you see it, Valdez?
Sorry, which one?
Jurassic.
Yeah, well, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see it now in your number little thing?
No, it was much better.
I think I want to see it.
It's
because I like the others. I like the other.
You know,
Jurassic.
It's very entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So you liked it.
I liked it. I give it.
How many crab claws?
I give it 3.75. It's not quite a four, but it's better than a 3.5.
How smoking hot is Scarlett?
Oh, she looks great.
She's awesome. Love her. I think I want to see it, though.
Did you, Valdez, was it Drab that said he saw F1? Did you see F1?
I saw F1. I gave it 4 out of 5.
So, okay.
I loved it. Great sports movie, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It flew by.
Did you see it on the big screen or did you do one of the number things?
No. I'm a big screen guy. Movies that I like, that are blockbusters.
How much did you spend when you went to the theater? Did you go by yourself? You brought your wife?
No, I went by myself, actually.
You did?
Well, I don't mind that.
I like that.
Yeah. I have a free coupon.
Did you buy anything?
No, I had a free coupon.
So you had a free coupon and you
I got a soda, Diet Coke.
You got like a $9 soda.
Yeah.
Did you get any popcorn?
No.
Did you get any like goldfish or anything?
Nope.
Swedish popcorn, goldfish or whatever.
Just zero calorie Diet Coke.
How many times did you have to leave to go pee?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Got a tiny bladder.
See, that's what you're asking, what you do when you know there's storms coming? Go see a movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, you know what's getting a lot of hype though?
What did you do before you were golfing? Because golfing is really the last 2 years for you.
Yeah.
And you would get home at 11 o'clock.
I don't know.
He'd go play online poker.
Yeah, that did for a lot. For
That's
for
way
many
back.
Years. That was like 10 years ago.
If you keep yourself busy.
He wasn't playing golf. He was just going.
No, I mean, I played golf occasionally. I didn't play it like I have. I mean, I've been playing golf for 40 plus years. But just I've dedicated myself to playing like every day now.
So you liked F1. The next big movie, Superman. I saw the original with, you know, I don't even know if that was the original, but the Christopher Reeve version. Mm-hmm. And then I watched kind of the reboot.
Hold on. What do you mean that you don't know if that was the original?
Well, the TV was his dad. Like, I don't know what you refer to as the original movie.
Well, wasn't he the original Superman?
I think he was the original
movie.
Wasn't
he in more than one movie or no?
Yeah. I'm just talking about he was the original Superman on screen.
Yeah.
Well, on screen, on TV, there was a different Superman.
Yeah, that's not what you're talking about. Yeah. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm saying that this I think, is the third rendition, right?
There's been plenty, but this is a reboot directed by James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy. He's done a bunch of movies.
Yeah, he's definitely a hyped
up
director.
He's in high regard. This Superman is getting high praise. It's getting a lot of hype. People are saying it's like a throwback to like what makes you feel good about these superhero movies.
I didn't recognize it.
Is it out this weekend or
is it on Friday?
I didn't recognize the lead actor. I don't recognize the Lex Luthor guy.
No, they chose a nobody on purpose.
Yeah. I didn't recognize, I assume Lex Luthor's the other lead character.
I saw somebody tweeted about, and this is kind of the opinion that I've had for a long, long time, that, you know, like back in the day, when you'd think about, it'd be like Jurassic Park, or I don't even know Jurassic Park, but like Shawshank Redemption. They're just the quality of movies. Here's the tweet. In the 90s, going to the movies meant choosing between Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, Jurassic Park, or Lion King. Like,
that was one ridiculous year, maybe.
Yeah, but it's just not like that anymore. Maybe, I mean, this seems to be, these are some popular movies that are coming up right now.
Wow, Superman right now on Rotten Tomatoes, 85% from the critics, 95% from the audience. Right. Wow.
Might have this guy who's playing Superman, he hasn't been in a lot. David Corn-Sweat, is that his name?
I almost like it better when it's someone
he
you
hasn't
don't
been
know.
In a lot.
Well, it's more believable that way, because then you can actually believe that's Clark Kent instead of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, you know? I actually think it's better when it's someone you don't know. But what is this? What is the? Is there a particular storyline here?
I think this is the original.
Yeah, it's like a reboot. They always reboot.
So what do you mean? So I don't even know. What's the original sort of storyline of Superman? Honestly.
Krypton, he gets here, and he's got superpowers, and he grows up in the Midwest, and then he moves to Metropolis.
So it's just,
and then he starts saving the world.
The same stuff, nothing new, not a twist.
I mean, I haven't read what the plot is, but
okay, all
right. If it's the original, they got to set it up, right?
I'd say my interest meter on Superman is like at a one.
I get so Rick when people say that. To me, Superman will always be the number one superhero.
I don't care about
Nubs Batman or Johnny Come Lately, Iron Man. I don't. Superman is iconic. He's the ultimate, gives you hope, like Mr. America.
Yeah, but you're a grown man.
I don't care. He makes me feel like a kid. You aspire to be more.
Yeah, but good versus evil is timeless.
All right. I just the superhero genre, it's over my head. I don't get it.
I know. But, you were a basketball stud when you were young. You didn't have time for nerdy superhero stuff.
No, I just... I think it's stuff for a kid. It's just, I loved Superman when I was a kid. I used to watch the Superman TV show all the time. Loved it.
So is baseball. It's for kids. And you,
maybe. Maybe. I'm out on baseball, too.
You know what? That's a point.
Kind of out on baseball, too, right now.
Yeah, he doesn't watch it.
Kind of out on it, too. Not much. Not much. No, but well, I think superhero is something that you, all that stuff, like I loved that stuff when I was a kid. I watched cartoons. But don't you grow out of cartoons? Don't you grow out of that?
It's different. It's different than cartoons.
They make these movies in an adult way. I think Batman kind of changed it. The Batman Begins, which I don't think you ever...
Which one was that one? Who was that? I think Val Kilmer?
When you got into... No.
I think that was going to be your screening.
Yes, that was going to be your screening of your theater.
Yeah.
He never watched it.
Yeah. I've watched plenty of movies in there. Maybe I watched it once, but whatever.
It's just something where you just forget about everything else in life and just it entertains you for 2.5 hours or 2 hours and you just leave your brain.
Yeah, but so does like a courtroom drama.
Leave your brain in the car.
I know.
They don't make many courtroom dramas anymore.
Yeah, they never make those.
Hence my point.
I told you to go see the one that I saw last year. It's a courtroom drama. I forget what the juror number...
I get sized for like
it's pretty good.
A CIA movie or something.
Well, those shows are just on Netflix or on Paramount.
Yeah.
They don't hit the theaters anymore.
Valdez.
These are the type of movies that hit the theaters.
Valdez, I know
you. Why don't you see your guy, TC?
Who?
Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible? Eh, I feel like I missed the boat on it.
He doesn't really care.
No, honestly, I'll be honest. What partly throws me is I like spending $50 to go see a movie.
It's expensive.
I have $50, but it throws me.
I hadn't been in a while, and Dylan and I went Saturday night, and I probably spent $100.
Yeah, I just
couldn't believe it. Now he
had
that dinner,
overcoming it.
So he got chicken tenders and fries and soda.
Do they have the HD version yet on our little scam box thing that we have? Do they have an HD version of it?
You don't agree with Drab's premise though that certain movies like an F1, a Mission Impossible, you really should watch those on a big screen.
I know, but I got 100 inches in my
yeah,
maybe mine's kind of like a little mini theater. It actually is pretty good. I got great sound in there.
Will you just bring food into the theater? Nobody cares. Go to Dollar General or whatever. Yeah, buy the box of candy.
I don't like the candy. I like the popcorn.
All right. Well,
bring popcorn in.
I like the one popcorn with the butt.
You're a millionaire.
I buy it. You're a millionaire. Multi-millionaire. But I buy it. I do.
It's 12 bucks. What do you care?
No, but the whole thing is like 40 bucks.
Let's all pitch in and give Eric $60 so you can go to the movie and get a popcorn.
I actually don't know what I'm going to do today.
You what?
Can only whistle for so long.
Go see Mission Impossible.
Unless you're Superman.
He's not going to do that.
Huh?
We're F1.
I might.
You're not going to the movies today.
What else am I going to do?
You're probably going to go out to the course because when you get home, it's going to be. The rain will hit around 4.
Might hit it 2 like it did yesterday.
All right. Well, you'll get 7 holes in.
I'll go dehydrate myself in the sauna.
When I complain about money, the next time I do, and Bickle says, what are you going to do? Die with your money?
Yeah.
You can only.
Well, I used to have more money than I do now.
Just make sure you clip that.
No, no.
He doesn't want to spend $50 on a movie.
But I'll spend $50 on dinner, or I'll spend $50 on whatever, a chipper from my. But I mean, it's just
all right. Dinner.
It depends. I don't like being. I feel ripped off when I spend $50 at a movie. That's all I'm saying. Like, I spend money. Believe me. I'm spending $2,000 a month on my daughter's rent. She
but if you like the movie, you shouldn't feel that way.
I don't even live there. What?
If you like the movie and you walk out of the theater going, that was a good movie, the $50 shouldn't bother you. Same as dinner.
Maybe.
You know how overpriced dinners are?
Like,
you know how overpriced a steak is and a sea bass?
I feel like
it's ridiculous.
I feel like a movie's worth $10. A movie's worth $10 to me. Popcorn's worth $5. Soda, $3.
Got to find a theater where
that's
they get
what I feel like a movie's worth.
$10 Tuesdays.
Yeah. Let's go to Robert in Ashburn. Robert, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Hey, great.
What's up?
Big fan. I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid. But I'm loving your talk about Superman right now. I actually own a comic book store in Ashburn.
Okay.
And I will tell
what's
you
your,
that
hey. Comics... So what's your most expensive comic that you have? Do you have like the old ones?
No, I don't. I actually specialize a lot more in the modern stuff because new comics come out every week, every month.
Okay.
And so I get the new stuff. I get new comics every single Wednesday.
All right, so, and do you get all geeked up for it? Like you love it like you did when you were a kid?
I actually love it more now than I did when I was a kid.
Are you into collecting cards too, or no? You're just a comic guy.
I used to have a whole bunch of baseball cards from like 87, 91, but then
what about
kind of lost?
What about anime that's blowing up?
I'm not an anime guy because reading subtitles while watching stuff makes me fall asleep.
Right. Mm-hmm. How about this?
What comic series are you really into right now? And like, give us a quick synopsis of it.
So they did like kind of a dark reboot of the DC universe called Absolute. So there's an Absolute Batman, Absolute Superman, Absolute Wonder Woman. They rebooted the Ultimate Universe, and there's an Ultimate Spider-Man who becomes Spider-Man for the first time when he's in his 30s and has a family of 4.
All right, so hold on. I have many questions. So are you...
I'm intrigued by that. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Do you get these comics and then you actually like old school will read the comics, or do you get them just for a collector and so you're not even going to touch it?
No. So so new comics come out every Wednesday. Every Tuesday night, I take about 20, 30 titles home and read them so I can talk to my customers.
So you obviously don't have a wife and kids or anything, right? You never hit skins.
I have a girlfriend for 5 years and she's smoking hot.
Oh, really?
I don't believe
it. I would have guessed invisible.
Smoking hot, supports me. She's a former derby girl, and she's hot.
What's a derby girl?
Like roller derby?
Well, yeah, she used to do roller derby.
So is she all jacked?
She used to be. She used to teach pole, but now she just goes to like one of those burn boot camps.
All right.
Have I ever met you out in Ashburn, you and your girlfriend?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Do you find characters like Wonder Woman erotic? Or
do you... I do not
yeah,
find them erotic.
Do you ever whistle to comics?
I have not, no.
Right.
All right, so you called to talk about Superman. Should we be into the new Superman movie?
So here's what I'll say. I'll say that this Superman has given, like, it's more positive than any of that Zack Snyder stuff. It feels like we've been brought back to, like, the Christopher Reeve era of hope. Like you guys were saying earlier, like hope is one of the main themes of this one, and they really have brought it back and give us something to be excited about.
Got you. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Good luck to you, man.
EB, you can see Mission Impossible, Montgomery Mall, 12:15.
What? How much? I mean, I'll definitely be hitting balls at that.
I think it's like 15.
Yeah. 15 bucks.
See, he's what did he say?
What?
You're going to be out hitting balls. I told you that's what you're
going to
do.
I am, before the rain hits.
Right.
And then I'll be wondering what I'm going to do all day. Because you know my family's in New York.
His default is he ends up shopping. Like, instead of seeing a movie, he'll just, like, kill, like, an hour at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, I usually don't buy anything. I just wander around. I'm a wanderer.
You're still on, so you're on 39 days, no cocktails.
Yep.
Impressive.
There's no end date in sight.
I know, you're just not.
I might end tonight. There's no end date. I have no plan.
Yeah, I doubt you would tonight. Maybe if you're out with your boys on the weekends, but not on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, but most of the time his drinking at night wasn't with his boys. It was just solo.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That's true.
I drank because I wanted it to put me to sleep. And it turns out it ruined my sleep. And I'm having a hard time getting back. I had a better night last night. So I'm scared to drink again because that's just going to keep ruining my sleep forever. Like, it's kind of scary. I don't know. It's not good for you.
Any sort of, it's probably too early to tell, any sort of help with that red light thing? You have no idea.
I have that thing on, but I don't think it does anything. Yeah. I don't think it does anything. But it's not like I stare at it. I just put it on. Look at my phone, which is not supposed to be good.
Yeah,
for you.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock.